I began my ministry here at CMPC a little over 3 years ago, in October of 2011. 2011 happened to be one of those years where Christmas Day and New Year's Day land on Sundays. And so we had worship, as any good Presbyterians would, on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day. On New Year's Day 2012, I preached a sermon entitled Resolutions. In preparing for this morning, I revisited that sermon and decided it would be worth sharing again with a few tweaks. We have had some more time together, you and I, and I figured a few of you may have missed it the first time it was preached, since it was on a day where most folks like, or at least need, to sleep in. Whether it's losing weight, getting more organized, getting out of debt, or myriad of other choices, many Americans have or will make New Year's resolutions yet again this new year. Perhaps you have already. Many will be tossed aside as the year progresses, and some will be fulfilled. It is what we do. And it is not an altogether bad practice. Setting goals for self-improvement with earnest desires to be better. And considering our depraved nature, it should not be entirely surprising that we often fail to reach those goals. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try and try again. Today, however, we focus on a different kind of a resolution. We turn our attention away from our annual promises of personal improvement and focus in on a resolution of a communal character, from New Year's resolutions to an eternal resolution, if you will. The Presbyterian Church in Sewickley, from whence I came, is filled with lawyers. They're everywhere, it seems. It's one of the reasons I always felt safe there. Good representation was only the church directory away if I should need it. But thankfully, I never did. I discovered in my time there that one of the things lawyers love the most is language. And they have a certain way with it. A way that allows them to utterly confuse and confound the rest of us. Long, drawn-out sentences and paragraphs filled with indecipherable words. Exculpate, dereliction, claimant, affidavit. And so in Sewickley, whenever the session wanted to make a big to-do about thanking someone officially, we would often get the lawyers involved to make it formal. A resolution was then drafted and presented to the recipient of gratitude, sometimes even as part of worship. A resolution that was usually a page long and contained approximately 1 to 2 sentences. It would begin very officially with, "Be it resolved that," and each subsequent section would begin with, "Be it further resolved that." It had the effect of making anything sound very formal, and it was a nice gesture that was usually well received and almost always led to a few chuckles. Now, I am certainly no lawyer, but considering that it is the time to make resolutions, I thought that I would take it upon myself to draft a resolution for CMPC for 2015 and beyond. And so here it goes. Be it resolved that on this fourth day of the first month of the year of our Lord, 2015, that the people of Christ Memorial Presbyterian Church, hereafter referred to as CMPC, being of free mind and spirit, do hereby resubmit themselves individually and corporately to the worship and authority of the one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creator of all that is, seen and unseen, redeemer of creation, sustainer of life, the one who was and is and ever shall be, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one in whom we live and move and have our being, committed to worship of this Almighty God that is decent and in order, worthy of the one worshipped, with excellence in liturgy and music, from the hearts as well as the lips, so that at all times the worship might be pleasing to God, the Rock and Redeemer. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC do hold the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the Church Universal and God's Word to us, written by men but inspired by God, filled with history, and poetry, and wisdom, and exhortation, full of truth and love, and do commit to the reading and proclamation of Scripture in regular worship, to the teaching and study of said Scriptures to and by all ages, and to the preservation of the truth found therein. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC do sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith, as expressed in the confessions of the Church, as authentic and reliable expositions of what Scripture leads us to do and believe, and pledge to be instructed and led by these confessions. From Apostles' Creed to a brief statement of faith, from 16th century Scotland to Nazi Germany, confessions and creeds important to their own time as well as to ours, believed, trusted, and ratified by our forebears in faith, and meant to be shared with the world, to share what we believe and why we believe it, written and adopted with care and passion, so that it may never be forgotten or taken for granted. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC commit themselves to be governed by the Church's polity and to abide by its discipline, to find function and freedom in its form, to participate fully in and take full advantage of the connectional church, to establish and maintain systems and programs that ensure the work of the church is being done and being done well, to speak and hear the truth in love and in humility, to hold each member accountable for his or her words and actions, to seek forgiveness and to offer it. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC pledge to be good neighbors to one another and to the world, mindful of and responsive to one another's needs, refusing to let worldly labels or forces get in the way of offering love and care where and when it is needed, willing to go the extra mile even for an enemy. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC are committed to working for the reconciliation of this world, calling sinners to repent and turn from evil, shining light in the darkness to reveal the depth and breadth of sin and our need for forgiveness, working to change or end systems of corruption that continue to support oppression, racism, sexism, classism, et al., proclaiming the good news of the salvific life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to the very ends of the earth, in word and in deed, so that others might know the joy and hope that we know, so that others might spend eternity in the presence of the one Almighty God. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC pledge to be good stewards of the gifts bestowed upon us by Almighty God, gifts of time and talents and treasure, giving generously of all to further the work of the church and the advancement of the gospel, regardless of the season, giving our first fruits, not our last, giving sacrificially and faithfully, without concern for what will be left over for us. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC desire to be Ecclesia Reformata, Semper Reformanda, the church reformed and always being reformed, respectful of and committed to tradition, as well as open to change and to transformation, eternally grateful for those who have come before, who have fought the good fight, who have finished the race, and ever desiring to follow after the leading of the Holy Spirit to new horizons and to more faithful discipleship, always asking what is next, what more. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC are committed to the raising up of the next generations and to the handing down of the faith, to the Christian education of children and youth, to the building up of young leaders, to encouraging service and mission from an early age, to engendering love and passion for Jesus Christ in the boys and girls, young men and young women of the church and of the world, to helping them find in the gospel something worth living for and something worth dying for. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC will strive to make the church a welcoming place, a place where those seeking shelter, care, good news can come and feel at home, a place where no one feels a stranger, A place where there is room in the pews and at the table. A place where a family comes to meet and cannot be, and can anyone can be a part. Be it further resolved that the people of CMPC pledge to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, visit those in prison, to see Jesus in the least of these, and to reach out in love, to be the sheep on the right and not the goats on the left. And be it further resolved that the people of CMPC will follow Christ onto the mission field, locally, nationally, and internationally, building homes, hospitals, and schools, teaching young and old alike, feeding and working towards sustenance, healing body, mind, and spirit, responding to disasters, wars, and plagues, and using hands to build, repair, lift up, and using words to comfort, to challenge, and to love. And be it further resolved that the people of CMPC will never settle for less, will work tirelessly on behalf of the gospel, always seeking to give more, do more, and be more. Because God gave all, we will strive to do the same, encouraging and challenging one another, setting a high standard and seeking at all times to exceed it, in worship, in mission, in education, in fellowship, in care. Signed this day by the people of Christ Memorial Presbyterian Church. Almost certainly something was missed. So let's consider this an open document. Because I stand utterly convinced that the Spirit is at work in this place. That God expects much from us in the days that lie ahead. Because God has equipped us to do the work set before us and has blessed us beyond measure. So with a resolution founded in God and in God alone, we move boldly, courageously, joyfully into this new year and to every year that follows, with deep gratitude and with great expectations. Be it resolved. Amen.